On the cover, the great knight hero Sokotoa sits at his large round table in the center of his magnificent math castle. He is flanked by radio hosts who speak into microphones explaining. From Protean Public Media, I'm David Diamond.
And I'm Rachel Raymond.
And this is Up and Away.
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry.
I'm the Night Owl, and no dark corner is safe.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 22, Imposter Syndrome. Issue 3, Up and Away.
On the first panel of the comic, we see a cluttered home of a gentleman who is entering his house. He sits down, he drops his teacher's badge from the school that he works at on a coffee table. Next to the staff of Belagenos, which our readers recognize now. And he sits down on his couch and he flips on the TV and it's replaying coverage of the news footage of Sokotoa defeating the Condor, and Falcon. It's the same footage that's been playing, over and over again, because everyone is just like, this is a huge event. And so everyone, all the news stations are still talking about it, and they're still talking about the hero Sokotoa. And a ticker along the bottom of the TV still is talking about it. Like there's a counter of how many days since we have last seen the hero Sokotoa. And it's been like weeks, because like we know he's off in Hawaii. The gentleman who has entered the house, we get a couple panels of him like watching the news, eating some noodles, settling in. And the final panel on that page is we see him put down the noodles and pick up the staff. And after taking a final look, at the TV, there's a blue flash and we see a hand reach to the door, to open it to leave, and that hand is now clad in the sort of like blue armor with red glowing math symbols, and he exits his house to fight crime. We join our heroes again. We see the same panel from at the end of the last issue, where the armor clad math knight calling himself Sokotoa steps into frame, and he demands of you, "What are you all doing in my castle? Why are you harassing my steed?"
Are we still in the interior, like courtyard area, or has he come? Okay,
because you had not run. I don't think you were standing there.
Is he on the same level as us?
Yes. Okay. Like the main, there's just one main courtyard that you were in that has some stables off to one side, which is really just the one stable for the one horse, And so, yeah, he is got behind you and is probably standing actually between you and the doorway, like, and the main gate that you came in through.
That I just opened with my fake staff?
Yes. Do you still have that?
My fake staff? Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We were on a boat trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be like a tour, just like a 3 hour tour.
Yeah.
And our boat shipwrecked and our coconuts didn't, you know, with the signal, they
really was a mess.
Yeah.
We were not prepared for the life at sea.
And we saw this horse and we thought he looked thirsty. So.
And I just like animals in general. So I just thought I'd give it a try. Nice castle.
Yeah. This is your place. I had no idea.
And Kalino kind of just like looks at the guy, like squints at him, and he just goes, "So anyway, who are you supposed to be?"
And he kind of like just is like He stares at Sage and Alina for a moment, and just like, what a load of crap that was. And then he turns to
we're
to
great.
Camino, and he says, "Why I would think that because you are in my castle, you would know who I am. But I am the knight and hero Sokotoa, the protector of this city."
Knight? Yo, congrats. You got knighted?
And yo, you know the queen.
He kind of squints at you, and he's like, "Oh, right, I recognize you. You were that troublemaker at the bank."
I am a helping helper, and we've been friends a long time. Me and Sokoto go way back. You remember, obviously. You must know.
If you're him.
Well, I am Sokotoa, but I do not, other than this morning, I do not recognize
him. No. You remember, we like broke into that lab and that's where we got Isaac from. And somehow he's a horse now, but that's cool. But like, we go way back. We've been doing this thing for a while.
Would he have called the horse Isaac? Or does he have a different name for it?
He doesn't have a name for it. I mean, you haven't heard him call it.
It's just horse.
Yet, okay. Least.
Can I try to
Steed the horse?
Persuade yeah.
Steve the him. Steed.
Steve the Steed. If you want to try to provoke him, he's. I don't think he's susceptible to your words. You could try to pierce his mask.
That would be helpful. No,
what I'm trying to do is convince him that he should play along with us because it's in his best interest to keep up his guise. If he, like. I want him to think he should go along with us because it's better for him.
I think Kalino should pierce his mask.
Yeah,
well, I'm thinking
totally
of
should.
Like, I'm in Sokotoa costume yes. as well. So
at some point we have to deal with the fact that you are nearly wearing the same costume.
Right. So I'm going to be like, "Oh my goodness, you're the hero Sokotoa. I'm a huge fan. I cosplay as you all the time." And then I saw this castle and I thought, "Oh my goodness, like this has to be the knight and hero Sokotoa's castle. Who else would have these awesome decorations all over? I have to meet you. And sorry about bothering your horse."
And he's going to say, "So you recognized the castle, and was that before or after your shipwrecked?"
Simultaneously.
Or are you not with them?
Well, see, the thing is, the boat struck the castle. It caused the shipwreck. I got a little excited and steered us into your castle.
So you are the captain responsible for... And where is the ship now? Perhaps I can sense.
At the bottom of the briny deep.
Yeah, it wasn't like a ship so much as like a raft that we felt like was waterworthy. We were wrong in a lot of ways about this whole thing. Yeah, I'm going to assess the situation.
Okay.
I got a 5.
He's going to notice you looking around, trying to like take a look around at the castle and, mm-hmm. and like maybe looking at him, and he's going to just kind of like squint at you and generally not look thrilled. He's not sure that he buys your story.
We are so convincing. I don't understand.
And
like on top of that story.
And he's going to say, "Well, I couldn't ever deny a fan entrance into my castle. And even though you have forced your way in here, if your story of your sunken ship is true, then it would be rude of me as a host to not offer you clothing and warmth and drink. You'll have to excuse me. I was in the middle of an interview. But I'm sure that they would love to speak to some of my fans, and it would be and we could speak to some of my fans. So come with me into the castle." And he's gonna try to like herd you towards the sort of center main building.
At this point, I think it might be a great idea for us to get on screen with this guy and be like, "Yeah, we're huge fans of Sokotoa, and like the real Sokotoa is there. So this sounds fine. Couldn't possibly go wrong."
All right.
Can I charge my burn while we're walking?
Sure.
That's a 10.
Okay. So what happens with that? You get 3 burn?
Yeah, I get 3 burn. That period. I get three burn. Sounds okay. Good.
And so again, you said this is not, there's no visual effect with this.
No, and if he's like, well, there is, but it's subtle. Okay. So if he's not paying attention to the like, if he doesn't recognize me, he's not going to notice my eyes.
Do your compatriots know that you have summoned magic around you?
Probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're familiar enough with.
Yeah.
He's going to lead. So you're all following him into the castle.
Yeah.
So he leads you into this great hall. And I will remind everyone that most of this castle is made out of like really dark blue stone. That and each one of the stones has these like kind of glowing red math symbols. There are flames, like there are torches that are glowing blue and red flame. And this sort of like great hall that he leads you into has one big round table in the middle of it. And then there are some TV screens that are showing the news and one that has like some security cameras. Like this is his central hub where he sits. And there are a bunch of chairs around this round table. And two of them are filled by two proper looking news figures whose voices you would recognize as the voices of Protean City's public radio networks. They do a bunch of the news programs there. And so they have some microphones set up and it looks like they've been recording. The room, I'm trying to think if there's any other relevant descriptions of things in this room that'll be relevant to you.
Windows.
Yeah, there are a couple. Again, this is kind of like nestled into the corner, one corner of the castle. So there are some windows that look out through the wall. There's a back, like the beginnings of a spiral staircase. Off sort of like one of the corners, there's a large craggy rock that's not blue for some reason. Just kind of a weird artistic thing. There's some hanging
tapestries
and sort of thing, banners of the Sokotoa colors. And that's pretty much where they are. The man and the woman who are these news anchors, they're going to stand up and Sokotoa will say, the knight Sokotoa will say, friends, I have brought some fans who found their way into this castle. And I think they have great potential and that you might be interested in speaking to them as people who are familiar with my works.
I've been reading the file on these two.
Okay.
Do they have names?
Yes.
Okay.
They are going to turn to you and you lot and they'll say, "Oh, hi. We are, and they'll introduce themselves as David Diamond and Rachel Raymond, the voices of Up and Away, the only way to stay super up to date on super happenings in Protean City."
So, I'm going to roll plus superior. I rolled a 5.
Okay.
Mark potential.
What happens when I fail?
I get to tell you why it's outside of your realm of knowledge.
Okay.
These people are just incredibly mundane. The majority of the assets files are on people who
pose a threat
or are relevant superpowered individuals. Mm-hmm. To the best of the assets knowledge, neither of these folks have superpowers. They are incredibly clued in to the superhuman community. Mm-hmm. But because obviously they do a lot of networking, mm-hmm. but he kind of, I think, figured like he may have had a file that had their names, mm-hmm. but because he basically figured if they were going to make a misstep, it would just be on live radio. Like they're mm-hmm. on radio all the time. And so he just didn't really think it was relevant.
All right.
So unfortunately, you know their names, and mm-hmm. now that you've heard them introduce themselves, that you recognize their voices, but nothing special comes up.
Okay. Hello.
Rachel Raymond is gonna gesture at some of the chairs next to. They actually have a couple extra microphones that David begins to set up. They're going to invite you to sit down and maybe have a chat.
Well, we're all in costume, are we not?
Yeah. Describe what you look like. Sokotoa is in his costume.
Yeah, I'm legitimately in the Sokotoa colors. The
but blue, you have not introduced yourself to anyone in Sokotoa yet.
Not anybody in this room.
Okay. and Sage, who is now Night Owl.
Night Owl, yeah. I still have kind of the same vibe going on. Long dark hair. I have like a black hoodie type thing on with kind of full leather accents, and my gauntlets are on. And like a black band t-shirt and my combat boots.
And Alina?
I've got my mask on.
Okay.
I've always got my mask on.
It's my favorite.
What are you wearing
ever
besides the mask?
Oh, I've got my civvies on. I've got jeans and a t-shirt and a hoodie and my mask.
So would you, this alternate night Sokotoa is going to sit down next, once David and Rachel sort of settle back in. Will you join them at this round table?
Totally. Sage is too enthusiastic. She's like, oh, hell yeah, press. This should be great. And pulls up a table or a chair.
Alina is way more hesitant, but reluctantly pulls up a seat.
Yeah, I think Kalino's looking for an opportunity to humiliate this guy.
Same.
He's sitting down. He's going to wait for his shot, but he's going to sit down politely.
Okay. And so David is going to wait until everyone's really quiet. He's going to push the button on their digital recorder. They'll take a moment and record some room tone of the of the castle, because, you know, gotta get room tone. And Rachel will start. And we're back with Up and Away, the Up and Away radio program. We are sitting again with Sokotoa, who has just brought three young heroes into his great room. And we're going to have a little chat about them and their experiences fighting alongside Sokotoa and what they think about the great hero. Would you all introduce yourselves?
So Alina is going to still be trying kind of to remain anonymous. She's going to try and disguise her voice. So she's going to go, hello, I am the hero known as Arcana, and I have been working with Sokotoa. pardon me. For over a year now. And it has been a very educational experience.
Oh, I love that.
Sage is sitting on her hands, biting her lip, and trying real hard not to break.
Allow me to introduce the former Penance, now rebranded as Night Owl.
Yo!
No, no, please don't.
Yo, yo, I'm Night Owl. In the nighttime, like, hoot!
They're just gonna stare at you.
They don't know. They don't even know who Sokotoa is.
Sure they do. He's the hero who owns this castle.
Sokotoa is the bomb.com.
And then they're gonna turn to you, and David's gonna say, and I have to explain for the listeners, the third of these young heroes is wearing a very convincing Sokotoa cosplay.
So be like, yeah, so I won a contest at our local superhero convention. I was the most convincing Sokotoa there. So I got to come to the castle and see the digs and everything. It's been really cool.
And Sokotoa is going to look at you a little bit like, you guys are changing your story again. And also none of you sound like who you sounded like a moment ago. And he's just going to be like, we'll have to see if there's some way that I couldn't find you a more appropriate, accurate helmet. And he's kind of gesturing at the fact. Do you wear a mask or a hat?
So it's like a spandex suit similar to like what Kick-Ass would wear. It comes over.
Yeah. But this Sokotoa wear, this other Sokotoa wears like a full knight's helmet.
And yeah, so, none of that stuff.
So he'll be like, we'll find you another, a better, more appropriate helmet to make your costume more complete.
And Kalina's gonna get full, like, full sarcastic, like, jerk and go, oh, would you? That'd be fantastic.
And he's gonna be like, yes, of course I will. The hero Sokotoa never goes back on his word. And then he's gonna point at David and be like, you guys get that down. Sokotoa never goes back on his word.
Yo, can you tell us the story of how you got knighted by the queen?
And he's going to turn to the podcasters or the radio hosts who are going to kind of give him a hand gesture. And he's going to say, well, after I single-handedly defeated the director of Falcon, who's reigning terror over the city.
In the background, there's just a brief sound of Alina just snapping her pencil.
I was invited by the Queen of England to come and be granted an honorary, and it was time to change up my outfit anyway, and so I reevaluated my life, and I was looking to buy some real estate on the bay, and I just ran with it.
Yes, it's really been a process just with the contractors and all of the decorators. I think he's done a fabulous job, don't you?
I had no idea you were so old.
Yeah, it was quite convincing. All this time we had thought that Sokotoa was a school-aged child just like us.
Well, the costume is good, isn't it? It hides a lot. He is going to think for a moment and turn to the three of you and say, how about this? I have an idea. Wouldn't this be grand to do on the radio? You all seem like capable heroes who he'll gesture back at David and Rachel and be like, they assisted me in the rescuing of civilian hostages in a bank assault this morning. Would you like to formally join my organization and be Knights of my Round Table?
What would our titles be?
He'll turn to you and say, we'll probably have to find you a different costume.
I'm not a hero. I just won a contest.
You are a...
I'm an enthusiast.
You are an enthusiast, but that doesn't mean you can't be a hero. Rachel would join in and be like, yes, absolutely. There are plenty of heroes out there who are just regular, average people who are doing above and beyond the call of duty. And there's no reason why that as an unpowered individual that you couldn't also be a hero. And they're going to try to shift your labels. What they are trying to do is shift your superior, your savior up and your mundane down.
Despite the fact that both my savior and mundane are at +3, I'm going to reject it anyway, no matter mm-hmm. what Yid said, because I know this is all a bunch of crap, so I don't buy it.
So you agree with the sentiment, but you disagree with the
messenger.
The messenger,
right?
And also, your mundane is locked.
Correct.
So he's not going to be able to shift that anyway.
Correct. So.
So how do you respond to that?
I don't know, because I'm in the position of having to defend something I don't agree with. Mm-hmm. So I can just be, but I mean, look at you. You have this castle. You have all this ability. Like I'm not in the same category as you.
Yes, dear, and you have to admit, you have been a lot more efficient ever since you've gotten that sword.
And he is going to say, yes, of course. Back when I fought the director of Falcon, I didn't have all of these magical powers. It was only once I became knighted and found the magical sword that I was able to that I was granted all of these wondrous powers. And so you too could do that. Any of you listeners to the radio program can be heroes if you choose to be heroes
and find a magical sword.
Yeah, can I have your sword? That would help a lot.
Well, I need my sword. I'm sure yes. We can find something else.
You just
else.
Said you didn't need it beforehand.
Where'd you get it? Like a gumball machine?
Yes, it is very interesting. I don't think I've had the pleasure of looking at it up close.
And he's going to put one of his hands on his sword and say, well, you know, he's going to gesture to your mask and like sort of gesture to his face and say, of course, as a hero, I must retain some secrets. I can't be giving away. We wouldn't want the villains of the city to learn my secrets and then find me less effective or find ways to make me less effective.
Yes, I can tell by your use of very ostentatious castle that you very much value your privacy.
Well, I must your privacy. Make a show of
pardon
force.
Me, pardon me, your privacy. Now, tell me, dear, this is a great story. Now, I wasn't there. It was only formerly Penance, now Night Owl, and Sokotoa, and Frequency, our friend, our mutual friend, when they were on an escort mission to protect the visiting Halcyon City's mayor's daughter. What was her name again?
Claire. And he'll elaborate. Yes, that was one of the most memorable days of my life. The city was under threat from the attack of an Inspector, a real villain. But I had been tasked with protecting the visiting mayor's daughter. And so I did what I knew I had to do, and I kept her safe, and we got her to a secure facility, and I stayed there with her and saw through the whole chaos of the event.
Yo, can you remind me how that went? When I got hit in the head, I forgot some stuff, and I would love to remember what I was involved in. What did you do exactly to keep her safe? Because, like,
yeah,
I'm sure it was great.
We found our way to a secure subway bunkers, and we holed up there and no one was allowed in, and we kept her safe.
Now, at what point did the ninjas attack?
There weren't any ninjas.
Oh, I'm sorry. They weren't ninjas, but they were military people, weren't they?
They were military ninjas, like they had like you remember
they
had like
guns,
masks,
yes,
with like ears on them.
Like bats?
Yeah.
And he's gonna kind of like he's gonna look up at the sky, like at the ceiling, and he's thinking, and he's like, you know, there are so many great adventures I've had. Sometimes they blur together and it's hard to remember the details.
No, but I really want to hear about this particular one, because I was there too, and I feel like my sister was there, you remember?
And he's gonna turn back to David and Rachel and say, I often work with many of the young heroes of the city, of Protean City, and as much as I would love to spend an immense amount of time with each of them, sometimes I lose them from my memory. But he'll turn back to you and say, but bring your sisters here, and they too could become knights. We can form an organized crime fighting group.
Now, did you decide on this location because you wanted to get back into surfing? I know that was something that you had missed so dearly.
And he'll say, yes, I do so much. I do love the smell of the ocean and the sound of the surf. And it also serves as a defensive, makes the castle more safe.
So Kalino is just quietly kind of looking around, mm-hmm, and trying to come up with a way to either trip him up or rile him. So I'd like to assess the situation. I got an 8.
Okay. Oh my god, you did it.
Wow.
You rolled okay.
That's
so on a
good.
7 to 9, you get to ask one of the following questions and then take +1 while acting on that answer.
What here can I use to rattle him?
I don't know if he knows that you are the real Sokotoa. He may believe that you are a person in a costume. Like he is choosing to believe that you are a fan of his. If you can do something to unequivocally prove that you are the original Sokotoa that he saw on TV do stuff, then that would rattle him and throw him off.
Okay. So during the show, I'm just gonna be like, okay, so Sokotoa, I brought some orbs that I made, and I just like, I know you have an amazing arm, and I've been practicing really hard, and I was wondering, like, there's the, see that symbol on the wall? Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called, but we'll both throw and see who gets closer and like see how much faster you can throw, and so it'd just be cool.
And he will, he's going to turn to the radio people, and he'll just be like, I don't know if David and Rachel will be very interested, as that won't probably make great radio content.
Yeah, but our oohs and ahs are going to be really compelling.
And David and Rachel are going to kind of like nod and be like, oh, we can take some pictures. Like, I think it'll still be good. I mean, it'll be good to see you next. It'll be the cover or we'll put it on our website. And he'll, like, realizing he's been kind of backed into this, he'll agree, and he'll stand up and walk over to where you are and be like, just to be fair, you have an orb?
Yeah, I got two right here.
Then I should use one of yours just to make sure that we're not, I'm not disadvantaging you.
Okay, sure. That'd be awesome. He's going to use one of my orbs.
Wow. And I'm going to take pictures with my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is hilarious.
He'll take one of your orbs.
These are the straight Newton's third. There's nothing special about these. Okay. They're just going to bounce like a couple of times. They ricochet easily.
Okay.
So if you throw it straight on, it's fine.
Okay.
But you could do some other stuff with it.
So describe, what does it look like when you throw this orb?
So am I going first?
Yes.
Okay.
Make the other guy go first.
No. Well, if he doesn't want to, I can't force him to throw first. So Sokotoa is going to like kind of line up almost like a football kicker. He's going to like put his hand out with like the one. One thumb up, yeah, like really go nuts, like he's aiming, and he's gonna like turn to the side like a baseball pitcher. So what I'm gonna do is like when I line up to throw it, it's gonna look like I'm gonna throw it straight, but I'm gonna slip,
okay,
and I'm gonna throw it off to the side, and it's gonna bounce like three or four times off of various things, and then hit dead center on the symbol on the wall.
Okay. And like breaking TVs or just bouncing off walls, hitting torches. Like, what are you trying to do?
Take out all the
just
things.
Describe it a little bit more.
Let me take out one of his torches. Yeah. Okay. So like it hits a torch, comes down, hits a wall, and then bounces.
Okay.
It ricochets off and then hits the symbol directly in the center.
And this
as if he had thrown it straight the whole time.
Like to someone else who was watching or might not be paying super close attention, it would look like you slipped. But are you trying to make it so that for him, he sees that this was intentional?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so that he has plausible deniability when mm-hmm. he turns. He can be like, "Wow, that was lucky."
Yeah.
You know.
And he is going to, he's going to put a hand on your shoulder and just be like, "Wow, that was incredible. This kid has something special. Even when he misses, he still hits. It ricochets around the room." It's almost like you really are as good as I am, the hero Sokotoa, and you can kind of see in his eyes that like he's maybe putting together that like who you are. And he is going to just really quickly throw the ball, and it just like he hits the dot. It's not that far away. But it's just like it's arced, it's not like very fast, it's pretty sloppy, like he gets it pretty close, but it's not as impressive.
What, but I'm going to be like hook, line, and sinker, like, wow, that was incredible. I've never seen anything like that.
Meanwhile, under the table, while all of this distraction is going on,
yeah.
I'm showing Alina my makeshift staff that mm-hmm. I have and hurriedly trying to explain. Hey, so what is up? So remember, like, forever ago, we had to go and we found that train because we were looking for like the staff thing. Yeah. Yeah. Like he has it.
Oh, how?
I don't know. I saw it. He has it.
Oh, no. Where? Where is it?
It's in the sword thing. But when he does magic, it like flickers for a minute. And it's a staff. And I was able to copy it, see? And I show her like the purpley one that I have. Like,
oh, this is bad news.
Yeah, this is real bad news. The extra bad news is he has some sort of magic going on that is like really similar to mine. And I don't know how this is connected, but definitely he has stolen some stuff from more than just Kalino.
Oh, man. This is way worse than IP theft. This is very not good. We need to figure out a way to get the staff away from him. Not only is it dangerous in the hands of a novice, it kind of, is a hot item. A lot of dangerous people want it for themselves. I thought we... I'm sorry.
Sorry. This whole thing is entertaining and all, but honestly, I think it's time to just get out, and I'm this close to just taking the thing and running.
Sage, I
won't.
I beg you, please. We've got witnesses here, civilians, and no way to quickly get back. Let's just see if we can get Sokotoa aside, the real one, and just figure out a plan.
Okay, I'm on board. I just, I can only keep up this accent for so long. And
okay.
Then it's gonna get weird.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So just to clarify, to the best of Alina's knowledge, mm-hmm. you guys still had the staff.
Yes.
You and the asset.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know, the readers know, but you do not know mm-hmm. that the asset on that day when he was shot lost.
The staff.
The staff.
Yes.
So this is pretty surprising.
Yes.
Okay. So, coming back to, so are you going to try to like get aside and grab Sokotoa, your Sokotoa, to have mm-hmm. a conversation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Kalino's now had enough. This guy is clearly not going to say or do anything that will acknowledge that he's a fraud. So, Sokotoa... my Sokotoa is going to try to pierce his mask and learn something a little bit more about him so that we can get this over with.
Yeah, because you've put him on.
This, I've had enough now.
You put
this
him
was
off
fun for a little bit.
Okay, so roll plus mundane. And then you will also get a plus one because you're acting on the making him
right
off balance.
It is an 8 after all of my buffs.
Okay. So, on a 7 to 9, you get to ask one of the questions.
What do you intend to do? As in, how long do you plan to keep this charade up? Like, what's your end goal here? Because it's not gonna end well. Eventually, you're gonna be caught.
His goal is to keep being the hero Sokotoa. His goal is to continue being the famous hero Sokotoa for as long as possible. And he's not going to back down from that.
All right. So.
As long as he can.
All right. So. Kalina's going to like. On the mic. Come over. And he's going to sit down and be like. All right. Listen. I know Sokotoa. You are not him. I don't know who you think you are. But. You're not impressing me. I know Sokotoa. He is not here.
Wait a second.
Well, I'm not going to say I'm Sokotoa. That's not going to end well right now.
Yeah.
Please forgive him. He's had a long day, very much. A lot of excitement.
Oh, boy.
A lot of excitement. How about we take him for a walk, a breather? And perhaps you can wrap up your interview in peace. And I just shuffle them both off.
And you'll hear him like as you guys are moving out of this room. Are you going to go back outside? That's really the only other exit other than upstairs.
Yeah, we can go to the courtyard or like just away.
I thought we were just going to maybe like go to dip into an alcove or something.
Yeah, there's probably like a little circle, like where one of the towers is in the corner of the room. There's a little like seating area there that you could sit at near a thing, and you'll hear him saying to reassuring the radio personalities. No, of course I'm Sokotoa. Like this is like children get confused. They shouldn't meet their heroes.
Alina has grabbed me and is not forcing me out. I'm walking willingly with her, but like the whole time I'm turning around, I'm like, "You're a fraud. You don't know what you're doing. You probably don't know what Sokotoa means.
Idiot." Okay.
Hey. All right. Listen. Hey.
What? Who is that guy?
We don't know. We're working on it. This whole thing has gotten way out of hand. But like, we get it. You're done. I don't think I can keep this accent up anymore. So like, we gotta get shit done.
Oh yeah, that's the big thing. We gotta keep our accents up. My Isaac is a horse.
Okay, you're understandably upset. I get that. But if we try to meet him on his own turf and run in, we could cause a natural disaster. The thing that he's using to become Fokotoa is the staff of Balagenos. You remember that? The thing where they had a train?
Yeah, material. I've seen the staff. He doesn't have that.
He does. It's in the sword thing. I saw it. Look, I made a copy.
It's incredibly dangerous, especially in the hands of somebody who has no idea the kind of power and the kind of interest it attracts.
So I have a question, and, you know, feel free to tell me that I can't do this, but I feel at this moment the best option. I could steal it and run away and be a huge distraction, and you guys could go get Isaac, and we could just get out of here. Because if he doesn't have the staff anymore, we're fine, right? Like,
and you can see, like, kind of out of the corner of your eye that he is talking with these radio personalities. And they've gotten up, and they have moved over to the corner of the room where there is this big stone. And they're just, like, kind of talking over there.
Okay.
So they're further away from you.
Okay. Can I ask you to bring it back to my, what do I call it again? My base.
Yeah.
Can you bring it back to my base?
Absolutely. I don't want to keep the thing. I just want it away from him.
Didn't you already have the staff? How did he get it?
I don't know.
I thought the asset had it.
I thought so too. It might have been when he got shot. I guess he was transferring it that day.
It's God, a little,
such a mess.
Big detail to
Why
leave
didn't
out
he
asset.
Tell me?
Okay, so we're on board with this. I'll go get it. I'm gonna run, make a big spectacle of myself. You guys try to go get Isaac, and we're just gonna leave, and we'll meet up at Alina's base.
Okay.
How are you gonna get back to the shore?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. How are we gonna get back to the shore?
You're gonna take the jet ski.
Oh, right.
All right. Is that the plan?
Plan. Are we coming together as a team?
I'm not sure he's a dangerous foe.
He is as long as he has the staff.
All right. Do you see him as dangerous?
Potentially, because I don't think he knows how dangerous he is.
Yeah, but that's one of the things. Okay, so yeah, you've been stressing that this is a dangerous situation. Okay, so yeah. So let's do that.
So for as much as Kalino and Alina have not been getting along, he's going to trust her when she says, he has the staff. The staff is dangerous. I know this to be true.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, Felina tells me he's dangerous. I buy it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So really quickly then. So we had one already.
Mm-hmm. I have a.
Okay. We had one already. You will add two. So you're up to three.
Mm-hmm.
Who is leading this? Is it Alina?
Probably Alina. Yeah.
Do you have influence over your other teammates?
No.
Yeah.
So then you don't add another. So we're still at three. If everyone has the same, what is your purpose in the fight?
To get the staff to safety.
Okay. Is that your purpose?
Yes.
Is that your purpose?
No. It's something that needs to be done in order to
reveal
expose this guy as a fraud and to get Isaac safe.
Okay.
Do you, so don't add another team, so we're still three. Do any team members mistrust the leader or anyone else in the team?
I'm the leader.
No.
Not,
do you two mistrust each other?
I think Kalino is fine for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you mistrust them?
I trust him. Yes.
Okay. You're not ill prepared.
No.
So we'll be at three.
Okay.
Okay.
So you are turning around to rejoin their conversation and then enact this plan?
Yes.
Just can you just give just one of you or whoever describe what this looks like, the three of you kind of like standing next to each other?
So I'm distraction lady.
But just like before that even starts.
Yeah.
Just like what is this tableau of the three of you turn around in like a team pose, ready to do stuff?
I think we turn around and look a little bit more put together than we did at the table because we're just going to be we are in our element now. Mm-hmm. We have come together as a team. We have a plan. Before we were sort of scattered and also just being dorks. So
I feel like we're maybe in a staggered line where we're all three sort of focusing, like looking towards the middle and just nodding, like kind of like, okay, we've got the plan and we all know our roles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so when you turn around, you rejoin the conversation that they are having. And it's like you're paying attention to them again. Mm-hmm. And Sokotoa, the knight Sokotoa, the fake Sokotoa, is saying, and of course I can't be Sokotoa forever. That's unrealistic. At some point I will have to retire and pass on this mantle to someone else. And so I have devised a test. And he lifts the math sword up over his head and spears it down into the center of this stone and says,
one day, someone will come and they will be able to pull this sword out of the stone and take over the mantle of Sokotoa.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at @AndTheMeltdowns. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at @_Starkey_. Arcana is played by Jess Benini, who can be found on Twitter at @HerlockHolmes1. Night Owl is played by me, Elspeth Denman, and I can be found on Twitter at @TheCatOnTheWall. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.